Mike, first of all, just talk me through your sentiments on joining up with the Sheffield Steelers.
Well, really, I'm just excited, you know, happy to find a team that, you know, wanted me, and, you know, obviously I wanted to be there, so, you know, it was a mutual thing in that sense, and really, you know, I'm just excited to get over there and see everyone and see what this this team and this city has to offer.
Why now, though? What's the movement at this point in your career where the Elite League and why the Sheffield Steelers make sense for you?
You know, like I've said before, I have a couple friends that play in the league, and you know, I have a couple buddies that have told me to come in the past couple of years, but, you know, I never really thought about it until, you know, this summer at the end of the season, coming back from Indy after being the captain and whatnot, and I just figured it was time for a change. And what better place to go than the English league here? So hopefully I enjoy the experience, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
When you get the sales pitch from the coach, Paul Thompson, what does he say to you?
He said, you know, we're looking for winners. You know, we're looking for guys that want to win, you know, that want to be a part of something special, really. So I'm definitely up for that, and I hope everyone else is as well.
With the fact that you come in a little earlier this year with the Champions Hockey League on the line as well, is that the added incentive, if you like?
Not really, no. I know about the tournament, and I know everything that has to offer. But I just wanted to be on a team that, you know, had a key role for me, you know, and just, you know, I wanted to be somewhere that wanted me, really. And this was a team that showed interest. And like I said, I've heard great things about the league, and obviously about this team in particular. So it was a pretty easy choice for me.
Is it fair to describe you as a rink rat?
Yeah, I guess you could say I may get under the skin of some people out there, but, you know, that's not the only thing to me. I'm able to put the puck in the net as well. So
I guess through your career, though, and you look at it, you spent a lot of time in the American League. You've had a little taste of what European hockey's like in Austria as well. You've had a chance in the NHL too, where your role, I would imagine, has been more limited. Is this going to be the chance for the shackles to be off for you a little?
Well, I had the opportunity to play in basically every situation when I was in Indianapolis last season. So, I know that probably since the time I was 20 up until last season, I was playing a pretty similar role. Obviously, I knew what that was. But, I mean, I was able to one season put up 20 goals in the AHL. I wasn't just a one-dimensional player, I wouldn't say. You know, I was put into key situations also in the AHL, but mainly in the NHL. I knew what I was doing, so.
And I suppose, does that give you a bit of joy when you come towards the second half of your career, that you can go back to do a little bit of what you did when you came through and that impressed so much when you were with Kitchener?
Absolutely. I love the game still, and I love what it has done for me, and obviously, I'd like to give a lot back here. So, you know, the second part of my career, I'd like to make it fun, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it.
Is this the first stop on a longer tour of Europe for you, or is this somewhere where you're looking to settle down and have a couple of years in the same place?
I'm not really looking to travel around too much. Obviously, if I come in and I enjoy the experience, and, you know, like I've heard, which it's going to be obviously a good time, but I'd like to, you know, if I do well and the team does well and people want me around, I definitely like to stay where, you know, I'm wanted. So
talk me through your time in the NHL then. You had a couple of opportunities with Florida and with Vancouver as well. What was that like?
Obviously unbelievable. Being a Canadian kid growing up, that's everyone's dream, that, you know, straps on their skates. So I was one of the few people that actually, you know, got a taste. Obviously, it wasn't as long as I expected or as I wanted, But like I said, no one could ever take the fact that, you know, I put on those jerseys and I played those games. So it was obviously a goal of mine since I was a young kid. And I'm lucky enough to say that, you know, it came true.
What about you got a couple of assists as well? Do you remember the goals?
Yeah, I do. I threw a pass to Manny Malhotra against, I think that was against Tampa, actually. That was my first point. And my second point was in Calgary, and I was kind of wreaking havoc out front of the net, and Cody Hodgson shot one off of my side, and I think he got the rebound. So that was a pretty lucky one, but I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all there on the stat sheets at the end of the day.
They don't ask how.
No, exactly. They just see how they're left there. Manny Malhotra as well, former first-round draft pick with the New York Rangers, wasn't he, back in the late 90s?
I'm not quite sure what round he was drafting or where it was, but obviously, you know, he was a great guy on the team and he was a great leader. So I learned some stuff from him.
I've seen a little bit of stuff that you've been putting on Instagram, a bit of stick work in the kitchen with the dogs.
Yeah, obviously they're a huge part of my life here when I'm back home, and you know, I love to get as much time with them as possible. So if I get to mess around in the kitchen, you know, it's a good night for them. They're actually pretty good defenders, though, so yeah. It's a lot harder than you'd think.
Well, they've got all the extra, you know, the extra paws.
Absolutely. I just don't want to high stick them in the face or something, so I keep it tame.
Yeah, well, you better. Did you play with Josh Unis as well?
Yeah, I did. We won an OHL championship together in Kitchener.
And is he somebody that you spoke to prior to coming over and agreeing your contract?
I actually spoke to him afterwards. He wasn't one of the guys that I had spoke to. So he said, obviously, after I'd talked to him, he said nothing but good things about the team and the city and the organization. So obviously that was nice to hear, a refreshing when, you know, after you sign and you hear people still saying good things.
Will it be nerve-wracking for you?
I mean, you know, it's always a little nerve-wracking coming into a new place. New city, new team, new everything for me. So, I mean, at first, but, you know, after the first shift of the first game, I think I'll be okay.